iPad debate. The ultimate gadget, or not? Have you heard of the iPad? It's the latest gadget from Apple. What can it do? And is it as good as they say it is? We asked two experts.
In favour. The iPad is basically a portable entertainment device. It's beautiful, stylish, sleek, and fun to use. A fantastic all-in-one gadget with 10 hours of battery life. I can put all my music on it, and the speakers are excellent. You can also watch films or TV programmes on it. And as the screen is really big compared to other portable devices, it's much more like watching a real TV. The picture quality is fantastic too. On top of that, the iPad has also got an application called iBooks. This is a type of e-reader, so you can download dozens of books onto it. Obviously, you can use an iPad to go online too, so you can go to your favourite sites, read online newspapers, or check your email. There are also lots of games included, and you can download more. I love my iPad.
Against. I've got an iPad, but I'm not that keen on it. The keyboard is good, but you can't type very quickly on it. The screen is okay, but it's hard to read outside because of the glare from the sun. You can read ebooks on it, but I'm not sure I could read a whole novel on one. I think my eyes would get tired after about 15 minutes. Another problem with the screen is its size. Basically, many of the applications are for iPhone, which is smaller than an iPad. So, if you use these apps on an iPad, the visuals get stretched. But the real problem for me is that there's nothing an iPad can do that my laptop can't do. For example, with my laptop, I can watch movies, listen to music, read PDFs of books, and go online. Can an iPod do anything else? No, I don't think so. I say, if you've already got a laptop, save yourself the money and don't bother buying an iPad.